Blog Talk Radio.
Sacrament, ordained by the Presbyterian Church USA, and currently serves as the outreach missionary and missions strategist and fundraiser, which actually works in singling out the Gypsy mission there in Eastern Europe. JJ, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Good. How you doing today, my friend?
I'm good. How have you been?
Oh man, busy, but I'm not complaining. And I think we have your special guest that's also going to be joining us tonight. Let me see. Could you give me his last name again? So I don't want to get it.
Reverend Kim, K-I-M.
Reverend Kim.
Yes.
Okay. Reverend Kim, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I'm hearing you.
Okay. All right, great. It's a pleasure to have you joining us tonight live with Reverend Choi with the Crossway Mission with Christ. Well, mm-hmm. JJ, you know, I kind of want you to kind of just explain to the listeners pretty much in terms of what's being done and give us a little background about your special guest who's going to be on the air tonight in terms of all the stuff that's being done with the Gypsy Mission there in Eastern Europe.
Yes, and tonight I would like to introduce a precious guest speaker to the listeners. And he is Reverend Kim, and the last name and first name is Chun Ki. And in Chun Ki means the basic spring. It means his mind is as soft as in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
And also the spring in Korea is very, very important. That is the beginning of the all seasons and the basic of all seasons, and also the starting of the new years. So, and he also means the basement also, right? Yeah, spring. His name is a spring basement, and I have a special episode with him. Mm-hmm. And I met him in 1993, about 17 years ago, in Austin, Texas. At that time, he moved from California to Waco, Texas, to study the biblical language, Hebrew, at the Baylor University.
Mm-hmm.
And then we met him, by chance, we met him at the library of the Austin Theological Seminary.
Mm-hmm.
And from that time, then, we made a friendship with him. And in 1995, and he finished his study, and he was called by the church in Athens, Georgia, here in.
Okay.
Not Athens, Greece, but mm-hmm. Athens, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And he was called as a senior pastor of the Korean church in Athens, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1995, I surely remember it was August 12th.
Mm-hmm.
And he started at 10 o'clock. He started at 10 o'clock in the morning. He's moving truck.
Mm-hmm.
Like from Waco to Athens, Georgia.
Okay.
And at the same day, our family started at 4 o'clock at
mm-hmm.
the same day.
Mm-hmm.
And from Austin to Louisville, Kentucky.
Wow.
Yeah, Louisville, Kentucky. And we are called by the same day. We are
mm-hmm.
called. And August 14th, and we were settled in Louisville, Kentucky, and also in Athens, Georgia. After
uh-huh.
that, we were communicating from time to time.
That's right.
And in 1997, I resigned from my position at the Louisville Korean Church,
mm-hmm.
Louisville Korean Presbyterian Church. And in 1999, then I came down to Atlanta, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And then we met together over there also.
Okay.
And in the middle, then I was invited as a guest preacher from time to time. But I met him in 1999, about 11 years ago in August. We met together.
Mm-hmm.
And still, he's ministering. He's ministering as a senior pastor of the Korean church in Athens, Georgia.
That's right.
And as his name stands for, and he has based his a mission camp over there.
Uh-huh.
And since 2003, about
uh-huh.
7 years ago, and as he was on sabbatical year in Korea for 5 months,
uh-huh.
and I supplied the pulpit at his church. And then 2003 in August, and he came back to church.
Uh-huh.
And the congregation of the church and the Reverend Kim told us to be a member of the church. So since
okay.
that time, then my family are attending the church.
Wow.
And he's an awesome, a very emotional people, and sometimes he has a man of compassion when something is faced with him, and he feels as if he was facing that kind of experience, and he is crying, and so we like him very much anyway, and and also I would like to invite him as the season of Thanksgiving as
mm-hmm.
the guest speaker. It's a big honor to us.
Yes. Wow, well, that sounds awesome. I mean, any friend of J.J. Choi is definitely a friend of ours. We feel very blessed to have Mr. Choi a part of the family here at Where They Do That at Radio. The Crossway Mission with Christ is making great strides in the community of spreading awareness to all those who have not heard the saving knowledge of who Jesus Christ is. And
yeah.
And it became very, very evident when J.J. first approached me with the before going on the air of his mission and his goals and the mission and goals of the ministry, it became very intriguing. A lot of us still are under the impression of what we've been taught and what we've been told about who the gypsies are. We have a big misconception of who they are and who they represent. The most ironic thing of all is just, you know, the ability where someone has given you a title or a label as being a Christian, yet they have not been able to, or for a person who's been labeled as being a Christian to have never heard the gospel, is also even more intriguing. So again, we really are very, very compassionate to the missionary work that's being done there in Eastern Europe. Reverend Kim, if you will, just please, just like if you can, to just tell us a little bit about your background. JJ done a very elegant job of explaining your relationship and how close your families are, and family is very important. But for all of our listeners who are tuning in for the first time, in your own words, could you please explain just, you know, in your own words, how has it been working with Reverend JJ Choi with the Crossway Mission with Christ?
Yeah, he's a great friend of mine, and his passion to not only Gypsy people, but also American Native people, and also many outcast people,
mm-hmm.
minority
mm-hmm.
people. So I was impressed, and then I'm privileged to join him to helping, you know, his ministry. And I've been here at the 1984, mm-hmm. now it's almost 27 years.
mm-hmm.
I studied here at the choir conducting study at the
mm-hmm.
New Jersey. And
mm-hmm.
After finishing that, I went to theological seminary at Drew University in New Jersey, and I changed to Union Theological Seminary in Virginia, and I finished the
mm-hmm.
MD degree, and then I went down to Decatur, that's Columbia Theological Seminary, to do teaching program, and
mm-hmm.
program in Claremont Graduate School in Claremont,
uh-huh.
California. Now I went there, and then I, after finishing 1 year coursework, and I moved to Baylor University in Waco, Texas. At the time,
mm-hmm.
I met J.J. Choi. That was my privilege to meet him, and then to know him. And after that, since 1968, long time ago, 43
mm-hmm.
years ago, I've been
uh-huh.
called.
Okay.
I've been called by the Holy Spirit. You know,
mm-hmm.
there was a great experience when I went to summertime retreat in a suburb area of Seoul. And
mm-hmm.
I've been touched by Holy Spirit. There was like a big fireball hit me. You know, there was a very special experience. I couldn't stand myself. You know, I jumped and then
mm-hmm.
singing and shouting. And then, you know, at the time I shouted to God, please, Lord, make me your servant. I will serve you
okay.
my whole life. And then at the time, I was so hot. So I promised, you know, I asked God to make me a servant of God. But after
mm-hmm.
coming back, I realized I didn't have any school education.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after finishing elementary school education, I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't go to middle school, high school education. I've been working
mm-hmm.
at the factory store.
Mm-hmm.
You know, factory store, and then to study theological studies, I had to finish at least a high school course. But my
mm-hmm.
my education background was just elementary school. So I, but, you know what, so realizing my situation, I regret that I promised to God that I want to be a servant of God. And then I ask God, please, you know what, that is my mistake. Please, I cannot serve you.
Uh-huh.
So please forgive me. No, I withdraw my my decision. But there was for 3 years, I've been, you know what, in agony. But after 3 years, during the 3 years of struggling, I've been suffering from tuberculosis. There was severe. You know what? I was so dizzy many times, and sometimes while walking on the road, I've been fell down, and you know the you know with the blood with from my mouth, and anyway, after 3 years of struggling, I dedicated myself again to God. So at the time, I wept and wept, okay, Lord, that's your turn. You know, okay, I will completely give myself to you. So please make me whatever you want. And by declaring that word, I restored peace. And since that time, God led me faithfully. You know what? While working at the factory store, I finished middle school education by myself. You know, I passed qualification exam to finish middle school course. And then after that, I studied by myself again because I didn't have money to go to high school. So at while working, selling things and helping my parents, and I took exams, you know, almost every year, and then after eighth challenge, I passed qualification exam to finish high school degree, and and I that was 24 years old, and God called me, you know, I was ready to study theological studies after finishing college degree, but that, while preparing to enter college, God, you know, gave me insight, you know, the strong calling to study music. So, you know, there was two. In human saying, you know what, I was almost already 24 years old. You know, I that's too late to study music. But that God's point was so strong. And then I obeyed. You know what, whenever God want me to do something, you know, God would have given me power or source, enough source to do that. And
that's right.
And then, you know, from 24 years old age of time, you know, I studied piano at from the very beginning. And then after 2 years, I entered to the music college that I majoring music composition, and I was 26 years old. And after finishing college degree, and then I entered graduate school, same major, music composition, and that was 32 years old when I finished master music degree, and then I I got another calling from God, you know, to come United States, America.
All right. Okay.
I came here to study choir conducting. You know what? I made a promise to God. I want to be a servant of God. You know what? I followed God's leading. So, you know, after finishing choir conducting degree, you know, I have planned to serve a church or anything in Korea. But after almost finishing choir directing, choir conducting this course in New Jersey, and I got at last called me to go to a seminary. So,
amen.
That was 1987. That's the 3 years. I mean, 3 years after I came here, and I moved. I changed to school to Union Theological Seminary in Virginia, and then yeah, something like that. So you know, my story is very long, but all the time, God was so faithful to me. You know what? I don't know why, but I do know that God has planned, you know, using me to do something. Now I'm 60 years old, but I have a willingness to do whatever God wants me to do. So, you know, I'm so happy doing something with Reverend J.J. Choi. Yeah. Okay, that's all.
Yes. I apologize. We got a lot of folks calling in, but it's safe to say that you and Reverend Choi have a lot of history between yourself and the families and with this entire movement that's being done with the Crossway Missions of Christ. Again, for all my new listeners who are tuning in, you are live with Reverend J.J. Choi. We're talking about the Crossway Mission with Christ. We're also informing you about the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful works that's being done with the missionary work there in Eastern Europe. Special guest tonight, we have Reverend Kim, who has a great history with our host, Mr. Choi. In terms of just for all new listeners and for those who want to know more about the Crossway Mission with Christ, what would you feel would be the message that we need to continue to stress to the folks who have not heard the saving knowledge of Christ?
Yes, for the like before I tell the my comments and Reverend Kim, and he has established a
Hello? Hello?
almost skipped one.
Yes, yes.
Oh, yes, the line was cut.
Oh, yes, we got so many folks calling in. We're being bumped off, but we're coming back on. I'm going to bring Mr. JJ back on. But, again, for all those who are tuning in for the first time, you are live with the Crossway Mission with Christ, live with Reverend Troy, as well as special guest Reverend Lee. Reverend Lee, if you will, could you please explain to the list in terms of all the things that has been done, what is the repetitive message that's being taught to a lot of the gypsies there in Eastern Europe?
Hello?
Hello?
Reverend Kim, yeah.
Yes, Reverend Kim, if you will, could you please just explain to the listeners the message that is being taught throughout the congregation, about the saving knowledge of Christ.
Yeah, whenever I think of what God wants us to do, was that, we believe not Christianity, but believe in Jesus Christ. And And also, I would have a thought about believing means. So, there was not only entering the kingdom of God after leaving this world, but the more important thing is the living Christian Christ life over here on earth. So. Whenever I think of that, I realize that we should look for the works of God in every area. So, when I heard Eastern Europe, Gypsy people was forgotten people, and even though they are human beings, over there, they was like almost animal, not only animal, but not just animal, but special persons cannot be treated as a noble human being. So I thought that is not good, everybody is the same to God. So even though people ignore them, I surely believe that among them, there is you should look for works of God. So, that's why I joined the JJ Choice mission plan. Every circumstances, every people, every situation, in everything, we can see the works of God. We should look for works of God.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Amen. That's right. And that is the agenda of the mission work itself. It's just great to know that with all the hard work that you guys are putting in and what's being done, the message of the good news is being taught, and it's reaching those who really need to hear the saving knowledge. Mr. Choi, JJ, you still there?
Yes. The connection is not so good as before. Yes. But it was cut off a couple of minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I am here.
okay? JJ, if you will, could you please, in terms of in the aspect of teaching, one repetitive person in the Bible that we all draw to for knowledge and strength is Moses. And because Moses is such a huge, influential character in the Bible, where do you see the similarities of what you are doing with different young men and women that are involved with the CrossFit Mission with Christ, and the similarities that also was being presented to Moses during the time when he was leading the people, you know, from Exodus?
Yes. And now I am, today I am writing, I wrote the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I told the listeners that I have been writing down the Bible since June last year,
mm-hmm.
since June last year. And I finished writing the New Testament, and I started the Old Testament. Especially, I write in German, like a Martin Luther's translation, German Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And today I wrote the Numbers, chapter 14, Numbers chapter 14. And like by chance, you asked me about Moses, and
mm-hmm.
now I have been writing the story of Moses, like from the book of Numbers in the Old Testament.
Okay.
Yes, and I think that you are inspired by my one. Before I mention like a couple of things, and Reverend Kim,
mm-hmm.
and he has established a human aspiration story
mm-hmm.
to his life. And we call it the humanistic and also spiritual drama.
Uh-huh.
Whenever I have chances to deliver the sermon to the gypsies in Eastern Europe, and then I never fail to mention about the case of Reverend Kim.
Right.
I know him very well, by more than anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And when I listen to his life story or a biographical story,
mm-hmm.
and his story was no better than that of gypsies in Eastern Europe.
Okay.
Yeah, yes, right.
But the same stories. My story also. In 1950, and as I was 4 years old, the Korean War broke out. After that, all our home country was flooded away. We had nothing to do, nothing to do. That
mm-hmm.
time we had no electric power, no running waters as well.
Mm-hmm.
And gypsy over there right now is better than ours. Like
that's right.
That time.
Yeah.
That's
and
right.
We take those cases to the congregation of the gypsy family churches.
That's right.
And then they are listening to the story of Reverend Kim, and they are too much inspired.
That's right.
Encouraged. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then also we could meet several people who are eager to study, at the miserable circumstances,
mm-hmm.
and we send them to school and so, and they finish their school course, and they are working as a step teacher in our Romania mission center, also in Ukraine or a mission center and so in many. So we do not quote somebody else's experience, but we introduce our own cases to the people, of the gypsy people,
mm-hmm.
Who are suffering from the difficult situations right now,
mm-hmm.
and they are facing the status,
mm-hmm.
but they can.
They can overcome. That's right.
Yeah,
they can.
Yes, yeah. They can be raised up. They can be raised up by the power of the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That is the resurrection. Then mm-hmm. I read behind the scenes. I read the resurrection through the life of Reverend Kim.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I personally experience the resurrection. So,
oh man!
Only the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That is not the only resurrection, but our like a our being reborn.
That's right.
Our being raised up. That is a kind of resurrection also.
That's right.
I like to introduce that kind of resurrection to the people like in Eastern Europe, like especially Gypsies.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes Hungarian and Romanian like residents, they come together, but they are also moved and inspired by the cases of our story also.
That's right.
Yes. I'd like to give them the hope. The hope is Jesus Christ.
The hope is Jesus Christ. That's right.
Yes.
And that is the ultimate form of inspiration. Christ teaches us to be stewards and disciples of his work. He teaches us to draw near to him, draw closer to him through his word, in order for that we may have an ability to live an upright life and live in accordance to the creed that he has laid before us. It's very, very important that we hear more about the great workings of what things of this magnitude that you guys are doing throughout the world, therefore creating an alternative to a lot of the things that we hear, witness, read about in terms of a lot of the chaos that we hear from one country to the next. The great thing about this broadcast, and I'm being very blessed to have yourself as well as Reverend Kim on the line, is the ability to interact with true men of God who have seen it for themselves with their own eyes and touched it with their very own hands, and can give us a very in-depth look into a situation that's so overlooked. I've had a couple of emails as of recently that informed me, where there's so much going on just here in the United States, it's kind of hard for us to really focus on what's going on outside of that. And so I understand the barometer of a lot of the listeners who want to hear about the saving knowledge of Christ. They want to hear these ministries doing all these great works, but they also want to get involved in not only just helping those around the world, but also, their very neighbors that are here and near to them that is here. A story of inspiration is created when we learn how the Gypsies have been oppressed and have been shunned out and been labeled as outcast and never was brought to the saving knowledge of Christ. And what's even more spectacular is that the Crossroads Mission with Christ is one of the only ministries that is really going in this focal point to go after these specific group and culture of people who have been looked over by so many. So it's very, very, very intriguing. Like I said, for all my first-time listeners who are listening, you are live with Reverend Choi and special guest Reverend Kim, the Crossroads Mission with Christ. I think I have a caller that's on the line. I'm going to see if we can take a caller right quick, and I'm going to see if we can bring him on. And hopefully permittable. We got a lot of folks on the line, so I'm going to do my best to see if I can bring him on the air. Caller number one, if you can hear my voice, you are live with Crossroads Mission with Christ. Who we have on the air tonight? Caller number one. We might be having some technical difficulties, or maybe they just want to continue to listen. What we'll do is we'll continue with the show. We just want everyone to understand that it's so much is being done, and we can all do our part to join in this this outreach. I've heard someone say that church is not just a physical building. It's the Christ that dwells within yourself that's the true church. It's the Christ that dwells in all of us, that is the foundation for the true church. A lot of men and women who come to developing a personal relationship with Christ become that vessel that's able to allow the light, the workings, manifest themselves into the physical, through that power. So again, we just feel very, very blessed to have both you guys here on the line with us. Remember, you are listening live to the Crossroads Mission with Christ, live with Reverend Choi and special guest Reverend Kim. Starting with yourself, Reverend Kim, throughout all of the great sermons that you have preached and taught, what is one of the most memorable sermons you've had an opportunity to teach to the Gypsy culture that that is embracing the saving knowledge of Christ?
Can you ask me?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. That you know what that there was read that which I told you just before.
Mm-hmm.
What
mm-hmm.
After accepting Jesus Christ as my Savior, I that was almost for 43 years. I realized God is because God saw me, you know. God found in me the new world, new possibility. Even though I couldn't have any hope beyond my limitation, but God saw it within me what God wants to do.
Okay.
So, you know what, no matter how I felt, how I thought, God led me according to his plan. And since that time on, I realized, you know what, there is no situation, no places, no people, no country, no races, no that God cannot intervene. God cannot do something. Every area, every people, every circumstances, every situation, you know, no matter what, God sees what he wants to do. So, you know, the delivering the sermon, you know, one time I preached on title of Look for the Works of God. So, you know what, even though I didn't see any possibility within me, but God saw me the great possibility. As Jesus called Peter, James, and some other disciples, you know what, they were just the fishermen. They
That's
didn't
right.
see any world beyond their own world. But Jesus
That's right.
saw within them, you know, totally, completely different world. And so that's
right.
why Jesus called them. They obeyed, you know, what
that's
exactly
right.
same thing happened to me. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
whenever I tell my people about this kind of message, I've been so excited. So
that's right.
You know,
that's right.
You know what? So I since that time when I see anything, that, so to me there is no there's nothing we cannot do in Jesus Christ.
That's
because
right.
you know what?
Yes.
Of course we cannot do you know what? Whatever we want. Because we are human beings, and we have many limitations, many barriers. But
that's right.
Jesus,
that's right.
Jesus Christ is different from us. So, so I urge
right.
my people. I urge my people, you know, see what Jesus see. Talk what Jesus talk. You know what?
Right.
Understand yourself, and then see the other people as Jesus understand and see. So, you know what, Jesus never, ever has partiality to any special races or group of people or, you know what, social ranking, something like that. And so, you know,
That's right.
so the almost in every area and places and situations, you know, there's works of God. So you know, I'm excited, you know, think whenever I think about that.
That's right. That's right. Oh, that is so beautiful, because that message is one that definitely can be related to so many groups of people, so many. I think what will be fitting right here is we're going to allow our listeners to continue to call in, continue to support what's being done. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, you are live with Reverend J.J. Choi, the CrossFit Mission with Christ. We're on every Sunday from 7 until 9 p.m. What we're going to do is we're going to go to a selection here by it's actually a local artist. The name of the young lady is called Soldier, and the song is called When Angels Cry. We're going to go to this selection, and then afterwards we're going to come back with more of the Saving Knowledge of Christ, live with Reverend J.J. Choi and special guest Mr. Kim, who is enlightening us of all the wondrous works that's being done throughout the ministry and what's being done with the CrossFit Mission with Christ.
Wrong.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm telling you, this is what it's about. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, you are live with Reverend Choi, the Crossway Mission with Christ, with very special guest, Reverend Lee, who's on the air tonight. We want to make sure that everybody gets an opportunity to understand that everything that's being done, we want to make sure that everybody gets an opportunity to come forward with all the questions, concerns of everything that they're hearing tonight. JJ, if you will, share with the listeners about the solemn bush and pretty much what that represents, so we can really clear the air in terms of the state of mind of a lot of the Christians who are really in tune with the Spirit of God.
Yes. Every Christian knows much about Moses. And Moses was born in the era of the persecution of the Israel people in Egypt. And his parents threw him away to the waves of the River Nile, and the Pharaoh's daughter adopted him as her son. And from that time, Moses was raised in the palace of Egypt for 40 years. And the Egypt was one of the most strong, powerful countries in the world. And it has lots of territories around that area. And Moses was raised up to be a leader of the Egyptian colonies, and he was ready to lead the people of the world at that time. And by chance, he killed an Egyptian, and he was interrogated by the people of the Pharaoh, and then he ran away to the desert of Midian. And over there, and he met his wife, and he was flocking the sheep for the past 40 years. But that time, when Moses was in Egypt, he was like a cedar tree in Lebanon. Mm-hmm. So the cedar tree, that is a very strong tree, and the cedar tree was used to build, later on Moses, to build the big the cathedral, in Jerusalem, right? And Solomon used the cedar tree as the main material for building up the church for God, and Moses was like a cedar tree in his mind. But and he has a lot of talent. And he has been educated with lots of worldly knowledges, right? Philosophy, or geometry, or leadership, or how to make a speech, and so and so. And but he could not use it. He could not use it at all. Right?
That's right.
Yeah. If he was flocking, and he was leading the sheep, and his duty was to take the best care of the ships. And during that time, Moses' mind became so and so and so. The cedar tree and all the leaves fall down, and also he could not afford any chances to add those knowledges. And his root was being so and so.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, his mind became like a solemn tree, solemn bush trees.
Mm-hmm.
The solemn bush tree has a lot of solemns, and it sticks to everybody.
That's right.
Yeah, nobody can touch that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? His mind like that.
Mm-hmm.
So far as I understand, Moses had no good connection with his wife, too.
Mm.
Also in the Numbers chapter 12,
mm-hmm.
Verse 2, and Moses has a concubine,
mm-hmm.
from a lady from Ethiopia,
mm-hmm.
right? And then at that time, he can have more than one wife, but the Bible does not record that Moses was consulting with his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why his brother Aaron and his sister Midian was like complaining a lot about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it means that he has no good connection with his wife too. So he became his own, and his heart was like burning and burning and burning because he could not. And at the same time, for the past 4 years, and that he has been missing the people in Israel,
mm-hmm.
right? His people in Israel, like whom God loves, and also the place where God's eyes are staying for. And as the contents of the gospel, where God's interest stand for, and my eyes will stand up, and then also where God's hand is touching, and then my hand touch over there too.
Mm-hmm.
But Moses could not do that. And also his mind was like being rotten, like leprosy.
Mm-hmm.
And even though his character was being broken, even though he felt like losing any chances to do something for God.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but even though under such a like bad circumstances, that time no hope at all. But under certain circumstances, but his heart was burning with the love of God. Right.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, and
yeah,
that,
yes. And like as a result, the love of God, the burning love of God was with the like a solemn bush, which stands for Moses' spirit, and
mm-hmm.
God showed up like in front of Moses.
That's
in
right.
in the southern bush, like an extinguishing flight. Many theologians interpret this very, very difficult. If I repeat on reading it and reading the interpretation of this false and so, but it makes people more complicated in understanding the situations. But according to my experience, then I interpret it, and it was very simple. It was like, to me, I feel this almost similar case like Moses.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm a native born Korean, so I speak Korean very good. Also,
okay.
I can understand the Chinese characters.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I live in America, so I speak English. So I was educated at the seminary, so I know English. Also I majored in German. So I speak Korean and English and German.
Mm-hmm.
But I have no chance to use that kind of talent which was given by God. Yes.
Right.
And as I told the listeners around the States, and that I was serving for the church. Like Reverend Kim was called on October 14th of 2003, and also at the same time I was called by a church in Louisville, Kentucky, and Reverend Kim has been serving for the church as a senior pastor since 1995 for 15 years. But I was called by the church in Louisville, Kentucky, and then as I was called by the church as a senior pastor, and the member of the congregation was less than 70. But all inside, it was a human relations. All congregations were like a spirit, entangled and spirit by the human relations. So I tried to stand in the middle, not to the right, not to the left, just in the middle, and I was looking for the grace of God up way. And finally, then I resigned.
Okay.
It means a gentle expression. I resigned from the church, but that is not. As a result, I resigned, but I was ousted from the position of the church. And then after that, I came down to Atlanta in 1999. And after my resignation of the church, and I sold out my estate in Korea, and I was running a gas station for a couple of years in Louisville, Kentucky, and then I lost everything I had. I was like a green starter of the gas station, and around that area, so many rivals and competitors. And our beginning, it was like a naturally was gone out. And with empty hands, my family came down to Atlanta area. And that time I was over 50 years. And I applied the positions of a pastor or associate pastor of a certain Korean church. And then nobody called us, no church called us. Like traditionally, the Korean churches in America, they apt to call the pastors in the ages in between 40 and 50. Well, over 50 is regarded an old man, and then so I could not have any chances to do that. But in Atlanta area, and there are at that time around 200 Korean churches, and several friends of mine suggested me to start a new church here in Atlanta area, right? That time, Atlanta, the Korean residents were 50,000, and Korean churches were almost 200, over 200. Like even by Boulevard, Korean churches could be found. So my idea was not like that. Even though I was suffering from the financial lack, that. I did not listen to the people who suggested me to start a new church over here. The reason is my idea is the church should be built. The church should be built where they need gospel.
That's right.
If I start a church over here with my friends, maybe that I may take care of my household. But many people will visit this church and that church, and this Sunday, this church, at that Sunday, at the next church, and so. Right, mm-hmm. As a result, church shopping.
That's right.
And then also, in order to maintain the church, then I have to deliver them the fancy sermons. If I deliver the congregation with the bitter sermons, and they would not come. Yeah, JJ is he's a very bitter pastor, and he is apt to curse the people and so. And people, they are not willing to listen to the bitter words from God. So at that time, then I had God brought me to Europe, and I returned to my business over there, even though. In 2000, in June, in the year of 2000, I had the chance to visit the mission field in Hungary. And even though the language was not corresponding to each other, and I saw a big potentiality of the spiritual crops, harvest over there. And since that time, then my heart was burning with the love of God. Even though I want to be a cedar tree in Lebanon, but nobody was willing to use my talent. And I had I could not find out any chances to use my talent.
Right.
Now I'm in order to take care of my household, and also in order to take the mission expenses to back and forth to Eastern Europe, then I have to work 40 hours a day. I have to work early in the morning. And then if I work at a certain station, and then but it does not, they don't need my English, good English. They do not need my German, or they do not need my biblical knowledge and so. If I become a good cashier, and then the sales volume is up, and if I make the owner of the store happy, that's it. I had no chance. But even though I was suffering from that kind of situation more than several years, but my love for the gypsies in Eastern Europe, where God's eyes are interested in so yeah, so now I am very sure that God will use me as a tool of exorcising the gypsies from the depression. As I tell you, James, every time, then this is just the beginning. We are not in the middle.
Right.
This is just the beginning of exorcising the people, gypsy people in Eastern Europe. That I am very, very sure that God will use me and James and other good people around us for the future. And my love, ladies and gentlemen, and then also my lovely sisters and brothers in Christ. And if you have any, if you are depressed by your circumstances and thinking that your talents are not required, talents are not used and requested, and that you cannot expand your ambition overall, but never stop loving God. Never stop loving God, even though your minds are becoming like a sodden bush, like Moses, and if your speech is full of love of God, in any way, not the mission for the gypsies, in any way, if you are interested in the mission, where God's eyes are interested.
That's right.
Yeah? And that is
That's
the
right.
way, and you, if you strive on the way how to glorify God, and God will pick you up, and you will be used. You will be used exorcising the people in distress, and you will encourage them to experience the destruction from the depressions.
That's right.
And but that is my like a current story regarding the Moses.
Exactly, and that is a perfect analogy because you know Christians need to hear words of encouragement, and they need to understand that God puts no more on you than you can stand. And he will call you into positions that he wants you to be in order for you to be a vessel to be used. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, you are locked in to the Crossway Mission with Christ, live with Reverend J.J. Choi, with special guest Reverend Sim, who is joining us tonight. Again, gentlemen, we appreciate all of the knowledge and this great news, the gospel of Christ. Again, like I said, it's great to have an attorney to so many things that are out there that we read about and hear about and ponder about in terms of what is truly being done. For all those who are interested in contributing to this movement and this mission, you can feel free to go to the website, which is crosswaymissionwithchrist.webs.com. There is a prayer request form that's there if you need any prayers that need to be done. Requested. There's so many things that the Crossway Mission with Christ is involved with in helping bring about this level of awareness to those who need them to hear the saving knowledge. When you hear us say that the gypsies in Eastern Europe being singled out, they have been singled out because they are one of many communities that have been so overlooked, and the Word of God has not been truly shared with them in a capacity that it needs to be in reference to where they have been classified and labeled. It's like someone telling you that you are, you know, in their situation, they have been labeled by their community as Christians, but yet most of them have not heard the saving knowledge of Christ. And again, that is very, very intriguing because how can you be a Christian from what we learn from the Word of God and not know the saving knowledge of Christ? But it's because of their positioning in their community. It's because of what they have been labeled as and how they've been shunned. And one of the great, great, great milestones that the Crossway Mission with Christ has done is that they have provided a method, a system, a structure that will reach those in these communities that have not heard the saving knowledge. And so it should intrigue each and every one that's on the line tonight to become a part of it. You know, this thing can spread to as many people and cultures as possible. And the Word of God teaches that His Word will go from one end of the world to the other before He returns. And what you're hearing, ladies and gentlemen, is the prerequisite of His Word being fulfilled. We appreciate all of the wonderful knowledge that you have provided for us tonight. We appreciate yourself, Mr. Kim, for sharing with us just in general just the message that's being taught. So many children, so many women, so many young men are being changed, like JJ has been telling us, that we are hearing about, have been changed by the saving knowledge of Christ. The Word of God saves. It saves souls. And so it's just a breath of fresh air to hear that you guys are doing this work and with this great passion and concern. What I would like to do with everything that that is in store, for all you guys who do not know, this broadcast will be re-aired on Dish Network as well as Comcast in the next 2 weeks. We just ask that you can continue to support the Crossway Mission with Christ. They will be on the air every Sunday from 7 until 9 Eastern Standard Time. And we are being rebroadcast in different communities and time zones as well. So, and if you get a chance, and if you happen to have missed this particular broadcast in its entirety, you can go back to where they do that at radio. You can actually go to blogtalkradio.com/where-they-do-that-at-radio, Crossway Mission with Christ. To actually, you know, listen to this program in its entirety. Reverend Kim, before we close and before we adjourn for the night, I would just ask that you lead us in a word of prayer, to pray for those that have heard the saving knowledge of Christ, for continue to strengthen them, and also for those that have not made Jesus Christ their Lord and Savior. We just ask that you just lead us in a word of prayer.
Well, Lord, thank you for tonight talking. You know, I know that you are great, not because you are big, you are the master of your whole universe, but because you have a great willingness to take care of people, not only the lofty people, but also very humble, very, very low people. You know what? Thank you for your love that you didn't have any partiality. You know what? Your love is, applied to anybody. You know what? Who has willingness to hear you, to accept you, and I very, very thank you for you have a plan to. Anybody, you know, what show your plan to restore our original image, our ownness, you know, which God designed in the Eden Garden, and. Thank you for your patience to us. Whenever I think of you, I feel very sorry that I'm not good enough to carry on your mission. Whenever I have agony about that, you gave me strength and wisdom. So I'm so glad. Because of that, and thank you for Lord that the Gospel of John chapter 9 verse 1-3, Jesus saw the blind beggar in birth. You declared because he is a blind, he was blind in birth, was that to reveal the works of God. So, because of that, I have hope. even though the Jewish people who've been ignored by major people in Eastern Europe area, you know, but please help give us, you know, more power, wisdom, and first of all, the heart of Jesus Christ. I know what that you look for from us, love, not the skill, not technique, not just knowledge, but the love. So, please bestow us, the very heart that you gave us. So without that, we cannot do anything, what you want. So thank you for Lord. I pray in Jesus Christ, Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. This is, again, for all of our listeners, you are live with Reverend Choi, special guest Reverend Kim with the Crossway Mission for Christ. So very true. With him, we can do anything. We have to place God at the head of everything that we do in order for his word and his will to be manifest. Ladies and gentlemen, again, we only see wondrous works that's going to be done with this Crossway Mission with Christ because of the compassion for the people that are involved, those lives that will be impacted by the great strides that will be made by the Crossway Mission with Christ. A new foundation will be, in the future be placed together, which will help spread and brighten and impact as many lives as possible with the saving knowledge and the ability to enhance life. Whether it's through scripture, whether it's through financing and restructuring for those oppressed areas, spreading, the word in such a way where it will truly change the way people feel, because they know that the God that created them has never left them or forsaken them. He's only held them in the palm of their hand, and he is right there with them as they face each and every trial and tribulation and adversity that this world has to offer. Again, this is so great. So great. In closing, Reverend Choi, what would you like to tell our listeners in closing tonight?
Yes. Today, I was very inspired by the message delivered by Reverend Kim and my church. And the tema was look for the works of God. And as Jesus was passing by with his disciples, and he saw a man who was blind from birth. But that is very important, a blind from birth. And the disciples asked Jesus, whose sin is that he's blind? He himself or his parents? But Jesus tells disciples that not him, but not that of his parents, but the works of God should be displayed through him. And there are so many reasons why there are so many gypsies over there. And then God created gypsies, brought gypsies in Eastern Europe to see the glory of God through them. And then the glory of God should be created by the Christians. But almost all the Christians, they have the prejudice that they are like untouchables from birth. They have a prejudice already, like Jesus' disciples. And then now we have to pass over the prejudice over the racial problems. No race, the people from north and south and east and west, we have no boundary before Jesus Christ. I am a Korean, but I do not come to this world at my own will. I was born a Korean. There is no prejudice. There is no discrimination or more. And ladies and gentlemen and brothers and sisters in Christ, and we have to break out all the boundaries of the racial problems. And then we have to embrace all the people as the children of God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then also, I understand that there are like many people who would like who are going to church and then start attending the worship service at the church and get united with your your friends beyond the segments and then all the prejudice and try to find a way how to glorify God. And that is the way how you can contribute to the progress of the Christianity here in America, and also it will be spread around the world. That's what I wanted to tell the people, tell the listeners today. Yes.
Definitely. We definitely appreciate all of those words of wisdom from yourself as well as Reverend Kim. Reverend Kim, on the air, we're going to invite you back to please join us again in the future with because you have given us a lot of inspiration.
James, we have this is just a start of Reverend Kim, and we would like to invite more and more often, and share
the message
exactly.
More and more often.
Often, and it was a big honor to us to invite him as a guest preacher.
That's my pleasure.
This is what it's about. Just to share with the listeners in closing. What Reverend Choi has said is so very true, as well as with Reverend Kim. God doesn't see color, creed, or culture. What he sees is the heart, and the heart that he sees is determined by the actions of which the seeds were planted.
Mm-hmm.
He sees two types of people, not mm-hmm. color, creed, or culture, but he sees those that believe and then those that don't. And we employ those who have come to the saving knowledge of Christ, that you continue to seek him in everything that you do and build and develop a personal relationship with him. Because to have a personal relationship with our Lord and Savior is a wonderful, wonderful thing. It is something that, imagine having a friend, having a relationship with someone who all power is in their hands. They're the creator of everything, and they created you and me and everyone with a purpose and a plan. But it was all designed for his glorification. This is so important. And so, again, you guys have inspired us here to continue to seek him in everything that we do and seek him and seek him where he wants us to be and who he wants us to congregate and spread this word to. This broadcast will be re-aired and over the larger networks within the next couple of weeks. For those who want to, if they had a chance, if you missed any part of the segment, you can go back to the archive files here on Block Talk Radio, where they do that at radio, live with Reverend Choi, the Crossway Mission of Christ. We appreciate all the love, all the support for each and every man, woman, child that's being influenced and impacted by this ministry. And we just ask that from all of us here and listeners abroad that you can continue to support the Crossway Mission with Christ and all that's being done. And with that, we will close with a song that I think is very fitting. Everyone needs to know that despite it all, we have all been covered by the blood of Christ. And being covered by the blood of Christ has given us the key to eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, we would like to say thank you. Thank you, Reverend Kim.
Thank you,
Reverend. Thank you, Reverend James.
Thank you, James. James. You sound like an evangelist.
I'm inspired by you guys.
I'm inspired by your message.
I'm so
inspired by your message.
Yes.
I'm so privileged, you know, to by you, James. You know, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. And again, we appreciate everyone and all the concern. We want you to continue to support the CrossFit Mission with Christ. And in closing, we're going to play Covered by His Blood by Miss Jessica Young. We'll see you again next Sunday live with Reverend Choi, Crossway Mission with Christ, from 7 to 9, on
okay.
Where they do that radio. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you.